We're here with PodTech.net and Intel's Chief Technology Officer, Justin Ratner. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, John.
So you're announcing a big release today of the next generation architecture that's going to establish a whole new level of performance. Talk about the quad core and the things that you guys are announcing today.
Well, this is really our first public showing of what we call our Clovertown processor, which is the first x86 compatible quad core machine, and we were we're well along in the validation process of this new design, and it's been showing such robust performance. We decided that it was time to let people see it.
You can summarize the historic announcement of quad core and the research program and everything else behind it into a short sentence. What would you say to someone who's not super technical?
Well, multi-core is really putting us back on the historical trajectory of performance growth that we've known for several decades. In recent years, we haven't been seeing the same kind of historical performance gains because it's just gotten more difficult to find ways to improve performance. So, we see multi-core as restoring that historic growth rate and really enabling the next generation of computer applications to occur.
We just saw a demo of it earlier. Your folks were showing us a Java application that was built in with a kind of a runtime environment. Talk about some of the technical things that have been developed here.
Well, multi-core in general represents a fundamental paradigm shift in the way we design and build our processors. We've always been focused on parallelism as a way to get performance, but historically at the instruction level, if you look back, Pentium 4 and Pentium line before that, we really made an effort to extract as much parallelism as possible from the instructions. But as we moved our focus more towards energy efficiency, we found that we couldn't achieve the desired efficiency in just at the instruction level. So that caused us to move to thread level. That's what moved us to multi-core. Now, as soon as you start talking multi-core, you're going to have programming issues, programming concerns, and initially we have quite a comprehensive set of tools that really assist the programmer in creating multi-threaded programs for these multi-core machines. The step beyond that is a breakthrough on its own, and that's the move to transactional memory or transactional execution, and that was the demo you saw just a few moments ago.
So in terms of like the new environment that solutions are coming out, you got programmers dealing with a lot of different resource issues. What's different about the multi-core architecture from the old to the new?
Well, it's this notion of parallelism at the thread level. Now we're talking about entire routines, modules of the program that operate in parallel or concurrently with other parts of the program, and so those independent paths of execution are called threads. It's a very natural description for them. Other people have talked about processes or tasks in the past, but thread's sort of the popular term these days. And so, to take advantage of the multiple cores, you need to be writing programs with multiple threads, and that's why we have such a big focus on the tool set to let programmers do that efficiently.
You talked about processors with tens to hundreds of cores. What can users do with these platforms?
Well, that's what really excites me. I have a long background in high performance computing. I spent 10 years building some of the fastest machines that were ever built. They used to occupy rooms full of equipment. Now we're talking about achieving those kinds of performance levels on a single chip. I mean, it's really hard to believe in a little over a decade, we're actually talking about going from a room full of electronics to a single piece of silicon. But the opportunity to, you know, create a whole new generation of applications, it kind of gives me the same excitement I felt when, back in the mid-90s, we were struggling to create the first teraflops machine. And, you know, I think people are really, really going to be delighted with this next level of applications capability. Machines are going to be friendlier. They're going to exhibit more natural behavior. They're going to do what you mean, not what you say. They're going to have a sense of your intent of what you're trying to do. And the very sort of rigid interfaces we have today, I think, will give way to systems that feel much more natural, much more human-like, because of this, because of the availability of these enormous amounts of computing capabilities.
Intel making history again, doing great work enabling new stuff for developers. You're also announcing a research program. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, multi-core, isn't just kind of a passing fancy. To make sure we have a steady progression of multi-core machines well into the next decade, we have launched a very comprehensive research program aimed at addressing, the whole variety of hardware and software issues and challenges that that come from embracing the multi-core approach, and that's what we were talking about today.
We're here with Intel's Chief Technology Officer Justin Ratner. Thank you so much for the podcast.
Pleasure.